airchecks.com.
A Detroit landmark is no more. The story from Vicki Thomas of CBS station WWJ.
It took 9 months to build it, but less than 30 seconds and over 2,700 pounds of explosives to bring it down. Thousands of people turned out in downtown Detroit to watch the implosion of the landmark J.L. Hudson's building, which sent a thick cloud of dust rolling through the streets.
It was like a cloudy day, like we were right inside of a cloud. I couldn't believe it. It was so cool, though.
My heart was racing about 100 miles a minute, and it was just one of the most unbelievable experiences I've ever had.
The 25-story building is the largest ever to be imploded. Vicki Thomas, CBS News, Detroit.
Delegates from the U.S., China, North, and South Korea report progress in Geneva in efforts to set up a new round of talks between North and South Korea. I'm Paul James, CBS News.
Good morning, it's 106. Actually, it's 12:06. I'm lying. But it is the time of night when, we're 2 hours away from moving the clocks back, so that maybe would mess me up, right? On WHII, the first, Ed Carroll's forecast overnight, mostly clear, low around 40 degrees. But not a bad day today. Later on, Ed Carroll says we'll have sunny skies later today. Then later on in the afternoon, some clouds will start to roll in. Today's high 63. Chance of a sprinkle tonight, 37 for Monday. Partly sunny and lots colder. High around 50, maybe only the 40s for Tuesday. Let you know a bit later on how things pan out, right? 49 in Greenfield on the first WHAI. The first WHAI. It is Brian Adams, Cuts Like a Knife. And I am Steve Sawyer at 11 after midnight at the time, right? Back for another overnight of broadcast excellence. And proud to be amongst you here, yes. A lot of things going on in the world today. Tell you about that. Been a nice week in the trucking world. Let you know what happened this week, too.
I thought I saw a man born to lie.
The first, with the best oldies, Rock and Roll Memory Time, with Aaron Mintz, Sunday on WHAI.
The first, WHAI, and after the love is gone, you have plenty of time to surf the internet uninterrupted. You also have time to play Morse code in your ham radio gear, if you're so inclined, or your CB. Or you have time to mash your motor as a truck driver, right? All those things after the love is gone. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Steve Sawyer, your friendly fire extinguisher. On duty serving humanity at 23 past midnight. Third eye blind, end of the seventh charm life.
First, WHAI. The first with weather, Ed Carroll, twice an hour on WHAI.
From 1976, Rod Stewart, and tonight's the night. One of the great things about WHAI, play all this music that I haven't heard in an awful long time. Yeah, remember when the song came out. And that's why my kids say that I'm old. 25 before 1. Steve Sawyer, and yes, it's Turn Your Clock Back morning. Standard time coming back at 2 o'clock. Set your clock back to 1 o'clock. You might want to do it now. They also say to check the batteries in your smoke detector tonight, too. So do that for us. Unless you're one of those people that takes the battery out, because when you burn a piece of toast, the alarm goes off all the time, right?
A lonely mother gazing out of the wind.
18 away from 1 on the first, WHAI. Hi there, Steve Sawyer. Here's Port of England's Ed Carroll says we get clear skies on the overnight, low 40. Sunshine in the morning, giving way to clouds in the afternoon. High 63. Much colder Monday. High around 50, 49 at WHAI.
The first, with flashback to the 70s and 80s. Join Bobby C. Sundays on WHAI.
Carol Groh on the first, WHAI. And strong enough, I am Steve Sawyer. Proud to be amongst you. 10 before 1 o'clock and having a good time doing it. Don't do this very often. 2 weeks in a row, I'm making a habit of it. I got a reminder for you. St. James Episcopal Church here in Greenfield will have their annual holiday fair November 14th. Goes on from 9 to 2. There's going to be child care there as well as children's activities and a children's gift room. Now, with a children's gift room, do they get gifts or do they give gifts? Go there and find out. For the rest of the family, lots of stuff. Quilts, holiday tables, wooden crafts. Sounds like something I got to bring the wife to, I think, okay? That's going on November 14th, 9 to 2 at the St. James Episcopal Church in Greenfield. A reminder for you from the first WHAI. CBS News on the hour at 1 o'clock. Fastball. There's no other.
If you're one of those people who hasn't tuned in WHAI News recently, here's just some of what you've missed.
In fierce political contests and one where I'm kind of the underdog and underfunded, this is a lot of damage to a campaign.
The revised plan calls for one bag of trash at no cost for each eligible household.
If the bill is not passed this year, then I intend to refile it in December for the 1999 legislative year.
How radical something is usually depends on who you're standing next to. I mean, standing next to a Republican and a Democrat, some of these ideas sound radical.
First, fast and accurate. Now more than ever, your first choice for local news is FM 98.3 and AM 1240. The First, WHAI.
First, WHAI, Taylor Dane at Blonde Bombshell. Boy, I like that song. About 1988, one of my favorite songs from that year. And I'm doing my favorite songs as we do every night when I'm here with you together, having a good time. This is the 7-hour shift tonight. It is the one time in the year where this happens, and I get to say that it's 1 o'clock in the morning twice. Not once, so we'll have a lot of good stuff together. We'll talk a little bit, and I got some good music coming up next hour. So hang on, a WHAI Greenfield with the First for News, CBS.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. President Clinton is in California wrapping up an evening of fundraising for Democratic candidates. Another busy day for a president who spent countless hours negotiating the Mideast Peace Accord. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is with the president in Los Angeles.
By the president's count, he went without sleep for 39 hours during the final round of Mideast negotiations. He says he never stayed up that long, even in college. But he says Netanyahu and Arafat, whom he calls two tough, grizzled enemies, had more to worry about than sleep deprivation.
It was a lot harder for them than it was for me. All I had to do was stay awake. They have to go home and face the music.
During a weekend of Democratic fundraising here in California, Mr. Clinton is being hailed for his efforts as a peacemaker, but he is playing it modest, saying that it was his job to pursue an agreement, and in his words, I loved it, even the meanest, toughest moment. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Los Angeles.
The Middle East peace agreement reached in Maryland now faces its first real test, that of enforcement. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem the Israeli prime minister also has to sell the agreement to his government.
Netanyahu won't have any trouble getting this through the cabinet, and he also won't have any trouble passing it in parliament because the opposition has promised to vote with him on the peace agreement. His troubles could come later if hardliners join the opposition in some kind of no-confidence motion. If they do, that could bring down the government.
Correspondent Robert Berger. The man leading the Whitewater investigation is looking back at Watergate and President Nixon's appeal for executive privilege. Kenneth Starr at a University of Minnesota forum said the privilege was not meant for use in all circumstances.
Not every expression of thought is protected by the First Amendment. And so, too, this principle should not be stretched beyond its appropriate bounds.
While Kenneth Starr was speaking, about 24 demonstrators gathered outside to criticize Starr's tactics as a prosecutor. Florence Littman was among them.
I'm very concerned about what's happening to the country. I feel we have to protect the Constitution. I'm against impeachment. I'd like to see this whole thing ended so the president can get back to the business of the country.
Residents of Jamaica are stocking up on bottled water and canned food as Hurricane Mitch blows in. James Lewis Free at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Jamaicans are well advised to be prepared.
It is a very major hurricane, and the high winds sustained at 120 miles per hour are capable of flooding terrain continuously lower than 5 feet above sea level inland as far as 8 miles or more. And we do expect that mobile homes would be completely destroyed.
Hurricane Mitch is now less than 200 miles from Kingston, Jamaica. The storm is moving over warm waters, and forecasters say it's expected to further intensify. This is CBS News. Seven people have been killed in a natural gas explosion east of Shreveport, Louisiana. Witnesses say flames shot more than 100 feet into the air, and it sounded like a jet engine. Fire is still burning at the site of the explosion Saturday night, and experts from Texas have been brought in to help put it out. In Buffalo, New York, nearly 200 people held a candlelight vigil Saturday night for a doctor killed by a sniper in upstate New York. Dr. Barnett Slepian was shot and killed at his home in Amherst Friday night. Authorities had warned doctors who perform abortions in the region to be on the alert for snipers. Slepian's name is on a list on an internet website on Saturday. It had a line drawn through it. Planned Parenthood has accused the Buffalo Police Department of not doing enough to protect Slepian. The United Nations Security Council met in a rare Saturday session demanding an end to the fighting in Kosovo and officially endorsing the use of international monitors and NATO airplanes to ensure the peace holds. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
You're a grown-up. You're beyond being scared of the dark. And you don't believe in ghosts anymore.
Or do you?
It's back. The Berniston Haunted House.
You like being really scared?
Is Hauntingly Disturbed okay? For a truly terrifying experience, visit the Bernardston Haunted House at the Powers Institute beside the Bernardston Fire Station. Just take Interstate 91 North to exit 28B. Take a right towards the center of Bernardston. There'll be a special, less terrifying performance for younger children and senior citizens on Saturday the 24th from 5 to 6:30. At all performances, guides are available for the
truly terrifying
at no extra cost.
Visit the Bernardston Haunted House October 23rd, 24th, 30th, and 31st from 7 to 9:30 for a truly chilling experience.
Proceeds benefit the Berniston PTO Rec Commission and Historic Commission. Admission is $2 for adults and $1 for children.
107 on the first, WHAI. We'll do this again next hour. It'll be a repeat performance of the 1 o'clock hour, right? News 4 New England's Ed Carroll, the man with the answers, says it'll be clear tonight, overnight. 40 degrees for the low, sunshine in the morning, clouds afternoon. Today's high 63. A sprinkle or two around tonight, 37, and Monday, partly sunny, and the big cool down starts. Monday's high, only 50 degrees. What does that mean? Is it, no snow this week, promise. 48 degrees at the first, WHAI. Janet Jackson, I love this group. WHAI, first with great music, yes, Janet Jackson, Come Back to Me. Design of a Decade, yes. 12 minutes past one. Hi, Steve Sawyer, the veritable fire extinguisher. This is a inside joke, sorry. It's between me and Jay Fidanza, I think. Lucky me, I don't get to do this too often because my day job during the week is not radio. Believe it or not, it's 18-wheel trucking. And the travels this week took me... well, all over the place, in Lower Manhattan, which is always a fun thing to do in a car, never mind 18 wheels. But Friday was a really nice day. Went down to York, Pennsylvania, and went through Amish country. If you've never been through there, it's really interesting to see all the people dressed in black and ladies dressed from head to toe in black. And everyone sitting in a horse and buggy in a carriage. It's really nice. The paradox was, as I went by all this, I'm in an 18-wheeler, you know? First, WHAI, Lisa Stainsfield. And all around the world tonight, it is turn the clock back night, you know? 21 past 1 o'clock in the spirit of Halloween. Check out the bumper music. Oh, yes, in high school sports action yesterday, me being a Mahar alumni, saddened to see them lose to Frontier. It's one of those mid-season rivalries, so to speak. Frontier 36, Mahar 29. Of course, there is no bigger rivalry over there than the
Thanksgiving Day game between Maher and Athol, in which I will stand on the sidelines and watch if it is 30 below zero. Probably the only game I'll sit there and watch, but that's the way it goes. And Turner's fans will be happy to know that Ware, figuratively speaking, did not show up. The final score yesterday, 38-0. The Turner's Falls did all right yesterday. We'll do some pro sports later on tonight, right here on the first WHAI. This is Elton John as we celebrate Halloween. Whoever celebrated Halloween when we were a kid, we just did it. Just think, guys, you get to take all your kids to the dentist next month. Yodel for a friend at WHAI.
The first in sports, from high school to the pros, on WHAI.
Like to be the rainmaker.
WHAI with Steve Sawyer reminding you to turn your clocks back to Eastern Standard Time if you haven't done it already. It actually begins in 24 minutes. It'll be interesting when we do the top of the hour ID, you know what I'm saying? Everything but the girl missing. Team of 4-2 in the first WHAI. Back to 79. Great Britain's great man Cliff Richard. He did a lot of great songs in the set. I like that word great, don't I? It's called A Little In Love. News 4 New England's Ed Carroll says we get some clear skies for the overnight. Look outside. Lots of stars tonight. Low 42. And then some sunshine to start later on today. Then the clouds start rolling in. High today 62. Showers or so tonight, 37 for Monday as we go back to work, unfortunately for all of us. Right? Some sunshine, a lot of coldness around, and it's just going to get colder this week. Monday's high 50, it's 49 at WHAI.
Today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.